Are you achieving your goals at work and in your relationships and personal life? Personal accountability is the key. Mark Samuel is co-author of the book, The Power of Personal Accountability, Achieve What Matters to You. As president of Impact Corporation, Mark helps individuals and teams around the world overcome obstacles to reach new levels of fulfillment, excellence, and success. Visit www.marksam323969008. MarkSamuel.com. Success you can count on. 323-969-0008. Well, here we are again in Circles of Change, and this is actually going to be a part B, but don't worry for those of you who didn't hear the first segment that Mark and I did, we're going to catch you up. So Mark Samuel from Impact Corporation, our Master of Personal and Organizational Accountability, welcome again this morning.
Thanks so much, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm continuing to learn constantly about the Rapid Team Results process, having, of course, benefited from the first of four boot camps, our listeners should know. I'm trying to scramble behind and be in Mark's wake. Mark, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the Rapid Team Results process and specifically in the context of applying it to a major hospital system. I thought we might back up and just catch everybody up to how you came about with this whole idea of thinking about sustainable change in organizations in a new way. And then the next steps that come after the two-day workshop that people get involved in.
Well, yeah, that sounds great, Sarah. And as you know, I've been involved with, continuous improvement, team building with organizations for many years. And it was about 15 to 20 years into it that I just started getting frustrated that it wasn't getting sustainable results. Mm-hmm. And I thought, there's got to be something still missing. And I went back to my days of baseball and music, which I was fortunate enough to play on some very high-performing teams, to see in my review, is there anything we did there that we don't do in organizations? And that's when I discovered something huge. And that was the missing piece is in both in music and in baseball for me. We used to practice our plays over and over. That was what we referred to as execution.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just knowing what the play was, and it's not just the skill that we either to play our instrument or to play our position, but it was always in that coordination, timing, handoffs, communications, decision-making that we made in split seconds that we practiced or rehearsed over and over and over again, and that's what we're not doing in organizations. In fact, we're not even talking about it.
Yeah, we're not even talking about what we don't know we're not doing. And in fact, what you might even come up with when you asked a high-performing team in an organization, you know, what's really the magic here? And you'll hear words like our culture or we right. like one another. I mean, and all good reasons, but they maybe wouldn't even put their finger on the fact that they probably think within each other's minds at the same time.
Right, right. And then, you know, what happens is, every organization, every person, we develop habits that produce results. And if we don't change those habits, we won't be able to get different results. Or if we do get different results, it's because we worked hard, and then we can't sustain it afterwards. So this work has been around the whole Rapid Team Results is how do we translate people's visions for the future into actual changes in habits of execution that involve things like how we make decisions, communication, sharing information, solving problems, managing projects. And it's not the skill of any of those things. It's the habit of how we do it collectively in ways that we can both hold each other accountable, but we can also measure it and link it directly to those business outcomes and business deliverables that we need to accomplish.
Well, we might also want to just briefly touch on, though, that word, we do it with accountability, because I'm sure some of our listeners, whether you've listened to multiple segments Mark and I've done or others, that word accountability sometimes brings with it this onerous, you're the guy that's in the hot box going to get blamed if it isn't done right. Whereas I know you would say that, no, this is how we count on ourselves and count on others.
And how we support each other.
And support each other.
For instance, I was just talking to someone earlier today, in fact, that was discussing that they don't use the word holding others accountable because that implies punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, no, in when I used to play baseball, we would hold each other accountable, and that was the fun part. It's like, hey, you're having some difficulty dropping the ball at second base. How about if I get together after practice and we'll go over it? Or you're missing a part in the music and you're not getting the rhythm. How about if we get together after rehearsal and we'll just go over that part? And we would just have fun working it out together. But that doesn't happen in organizations. We blame each other. We isolate ourselves from each other. And it's not a let's help each other out. It's more an againstness.
Well, or in, for those of us that are so trained on perfection, or particularly as engineers, this one included, the feeling is, if I just have enough time and tools, I'm going to figure it out on my own, and don't worry, I'll be there when you need it. And lo and behold, that might not happen.
Right, exactly. And this, you know, you just can't, you could never survive if you were on a sports team or a music group or a dance company with that kind of thinking, because you can't work it out on your own. It's always collective that produces the result.
Well, and it's just like a dance team. What the audience looks forward to is not just watching one dancer. It's almost watching the seamless interaction of all the dancers together.
Exactly. And wouldn't it be wonderful to have that kind of environment within an organization? But you got to practice it. You got to make that happen. It doesn't just happen because people like each other or because we have good skill or because we have good process.
Process is right.
Right.
And practice it, of course, also means then we have to be very lithe and almost enjoy the process of rapid recovery, too.
Exactly. Exactly. And because all of those, you know, music, dance, all those, they actually rehearse and practice. Athletic teams, they practice mistakes. They practice what happens when things go wrong. And they've worked it all out ahead of time, whether it's a prop that breaks or someone forgets their lines or someone drops the ball in the infield. You know, those are all rehearsed. Those are all practiced.
And isn't it interesting, Mark, because I'm sure your experience would come through this way too, that when we get in and practice and do rapid recovery, how many times we also reveal a new innovative way that's much better to do it than we did before. So rather than beating ourselves up about, quote, making mistake or, quote, failing, we use it as a learning to flip the game that much more.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right, then mistakes can turn into innovation.
Yeah, into innovation. Well, in our first segment, Mark, we specifically walked through the various steps related to rapid team results, and we talked about in the context of a hospital that was in the lower quartile in a major network in California, and I think you laid out nicely how the group created this shared vision and picture of success and then went into real specific habits or key success factors to help execution and then led to the whole aspect, well, how do our interactions have to change to support this, as well as how you could measure it. The one thing we didn't get into then was, okay, now go forth, and the necessity of following up.
Yes. And see, the whole thing about this is that if you're going to make changes, you got to measure it to see whether what worked and what didn't work. And not, you know, again, it's not about beating yourself up for what doesn't work. It's about learning from it and being honest in your assessment, which is really, again, what is done all the time in the other performing arts. But we always require this to happen in about 6 months because, you know, the first 3 months, people are excited, and, you know, like any diet, you know, the first 3 months of a diet is great, but the second 3 months is when we get off track, you know. So we do it after about 6 months to see kind of what actually moved. And when we did this we went back and did a follow-up for this organization, it was astounding what 2 days with 11 leaders can do for a very large organization in terms of results, because their quality went from bottom of the fourth quartile to the second quartile in 6 months. Their access to physicians went from less than 50% to 90%.
Wow.
Without complaints from the physicians in terms of them being more available. The people who were most resistant in the organization now became cooperative. Patient satisfaction improved higher than any other medical center. They became number one in many areas of care that never happened before. So the whole point about this is that, you know, even though they had done team building before, even though they had done leadership development before, until they really got to, you know, changing their actual habits, and then, of course, because they changed their habits, It affected the people below them and even the people below them in the hierarchy, so that there was a whole atmosphere change of the organization that ended up in 6 months putting them in second or first quartile in all their metrics.
Yeah, Mark, I'm sure there's some consultants that might be tuned in here, and they're probably cringing out of concern because, of course, they go and sell a culture change project, which is a 3 to 5 year journey to shift your organization. And here you've laid out something that was an investment of about 2 days plus a 6 month follow-up and the ripple effect that allowed an atmosphere change. So this isn't and doesn't need to be that fast. In fact, I know of examples where suddenly a shift within a 1 hour meeting can start that big domino to tip.
Absolutely. And it's really going on the concept that we all need to get better at leveraging ourselves rather than trying to be perfect and cover everything. We want to leverage our resources. We want to leverage our priorities. We also want to leverage our culture. And if your management team changes significantly, it has to change everyone around them, which is so beautiful. And by the way, they not only accomplished all these results, they had a cost reduction goal. They over doubled the goal in 6 months in terms of reducing costs. So this wasn't in a, you know, we throw money at it.
Right.
No, we had to actually reduce our expenses.
Well, I think the other thing you're laying out here, though, because, again, there might be those who are cynically listening to us and say, well, yeah, that's fine and dandy if you had the same 11 people over the period of time, but we've got constantly change and of people coming on and off our projects, or we're adopting a new leader that comes into the team. But so long as you've got it anchored in these methodologies, there's a way to rapidly assimilate new people to the organization.
Right, because all of this is documented and measured. So we're documenting the new habits, and those become now standards for any person entering the team. We document the interaction agreements around their relationships. And, of course, priorities will change, and that's okay. You know, that's part of the process. We accomplish some, new ones come on, but then the group has a way to not just add more priorities, but to change some out so that we still have the 6 to 8 top priorities that won't overwhelm our organization.
Or like I always say is, when I take on another commitment to go live, what can I perhaps put to sleep or even go dead I can keep the place running? Mark, the context that you described in our first segment, and we've mentioned here today, of course, is the area of in a hospital system. I know this technique of rapid team results, though, really is irrespective of what industry or size of company. I know you had an interesting example regarding a nuclear power plant.
Yes, and really, I love working with regulatory organizations that have regulatory reviews, because that's always an outside agency evaluating an organization, and it's very objective, you know, as opposed to our own measurements.
Right.
And we were called by one who just got through with an outage, and it was a complete disaster. I mean, they were, you know, over on their outage by 45, which is very costly to organization. It was a very micromanaging group of managers, constantly, you know, kind of taking the ownership for everything, and everyone else felt disempowered or in victimization. And their scores from INPO, which is the regulatory agency that reviews them, were going down, both from a culture standpoint and a performance standpoint. So, and they called us because they had another outage in 3 more months.
Oh, dear.
So, you know, this was going to be really critical, and they had another INPO review in 6 months that was going to knock them down another score if they didn't change their culture around, which is very hard to do when you have a big outage. And so, again, we work with that senior team, and we work with them for 2 days using exactly the same process of really looking at their habits. And it was absolutely amazing, because in the 3 months, by the time we did the follow-up in 3 months, they had already made so many changes that they were getting comments from the lowest level in the organization that they were now felt like they could trust leadership and felt confident in them. The leaders were reporting that their direct reports were now taking more initiative for solving problems, and people were volunteering for task forces, that there was a whole new spirit in the organization. And when INPO came back, they said they've never seen a culture change so fast, where it not, before they were going to get dinged and their score lower, their score went up.
Yeah.
And they went through the outage and got through it 7 days early. So they literally beat the schedule as opposed to being late by over a month, which happened in the previous outage. So when you talk about, you know, how they even did that, they said it was all because now we're all coordinating together. We're all working together in a completely different way based on the habits that we develop for solving problems, making decisions, sharing information, not avoiding the blame game. All the silo behavior went away, and it was replaced by cross-functional teamwork that supported them.
And back, obviously, to this concept of ownership, not just leadership of projects, and that those in the decision-making ability that had the perspective of cross-referencing of resources and risk management and how to shift priorities, that they were all on the same page together.
That's exactly right. And then it got, you know, because we had such success there, it actually went, you know, got wind by the INPO organization, which was the regulatory agency, and they brought us in to help them out. And one of the major things we did with them, besides, again, setting up this whole cross-functional accountability and involving middle managers in that, was really getting them used to being more outcome-driven around their top priorities and getting them to claim priorities. But the odd thing that happened with them was we identified 8 top priorities, and 3 months later, Japan had the tsunami hit.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And while they didn't have a direct role in that because they're more for the U.S., they decided to be purpose-driven and play a role in it. And they immediately got their senior managers together because they had the shared ownership. They knew how to change the change the resources, change the priorities. So they dropped down to 6 priorities, added a priority, and in 2 days had 2 people from every plant in this country out supporting Japan, and maintained active involvement in that. And 6 months later, they accomplished all 6 of their priorities in addition to getting awards for their heroic efforts in helping Japan. That, to me, is that flexibility and adaptability to be able to change priorities rather than just add things or create confusion.
Well, I think the other thing it tells you is that when you get a crisis like that, some of us would say it's a terrible thing to waste, to not use it as kind of a coalescing point, like the lighthouse you can grab onto. Because we know of situations when there have been disasters that strike, that suddenly organizations that formerly wouldn't even answer each other phone calls, that stuff goes away because you've got that higher common purpose that you gravitate to. So I think what I hear you saying is the rapid team results process is we don't need to have to wait for a crisis, to, like a fear of being shut down or a regulatory review, to not step back and identify what that common purpose is that could help us guide the organization forward.
Yes, that's exactly right. And the very first plant that we worked with, the first nuclear plant that we ever worked with, you know, in a deliberate way around this accountability work, just notified us 3 years later, they became the number one plant in the whole entire system,
mm-hmm.
as rated by INPO, the regulatory agency.
And
they weren't just going from the third quartile to the first.
Right.
They became the first of the first.
Well, and my guess is, too, if you went and, you know, instead of doing a employee satisfaction survey, which we do, my guess is those markers for employee engagement and happiness factors, we'll even call it, were also off the charts. Because to creative environment, because at the end of the day, that's what people really want, don't they? They want to understand and have a sense of purpose and know that that which they're working on has impact.
Yes, and to INPO's credit, when they're doing a regulatory review, they not only do the review on performance and quality and safety, but they also do it on the culture. And they have specific measurements for the culture that they're assessing each organization on.
Very well put. Well, great. Well, Mark Samlo from Impact Corporation as well. I encourage our listeners to go view impaqcorp.com. Mark's book, of course, Making Yourself Indispensable, The Power of Personal Accountability, and also on his site to learn more about the Rapid Team Results process that I'm looking forward to bring more and more to my clients. Thank you so much again.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays 10 to noon right here on 104.1 The Truth for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.